Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Bob Lee in April of last year. CBS News correspondent Peter King reports.
Nima Momeni claimed that Lee attacked him, but prosecutors argued that he stabbed Lee three times, including once at the heart. Angry because Lee's alleged drug dealer had assaulted Momeni's sister. Lee's blood was found on the blade. Momeni's DNA found on the knife's handle.
It took the jurors 7 days to deliver their verdict. Lee was found staggering on a deserted street calling for help. He later died at a hospital. Momeni, who studied martial arts, claimed he acted in self-defense and didn't realize he had fatally wounded Lee or that Lee was even hurt. A conviction of murder in the second degree carries a sentence of 16 years to life in this case. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammy McCormick.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An embezzlement investigation is underway at Catholic Charities in Milwaukee. It's an estimated loss of $1.7 million, and it involves two current and two former employees. The losses are said to have taken place over the past 2 years. Officials with the organization say criminal and internal inquiries are ongoing. With recent threats at a Milwaukee high school and two firearm calls to Kenosha schools, educators are on high alert. More tips have been coming into a school threat hotline since yesterday's shooting in Madison. Here's Savannah Tome Olson.
Trish Kilpin, director of the Wisconsin Office of School Safety, says they've gotten more tips about school threats since the shooting.
It is true that in light of school shootings, we also see an uptick, a contagion effect of other school threats. SUSO is our Speak Up, Speak Out Wisconsin tip line where people can report concerns. We have seen an increase in planned school attack tips. People start to think about, I should have reported this. I have knowledge that someone could be planning a school attack, and they need to have a place to report that. So we encourage the community at large, students and families, to report to SUSO or their local law enforcement or local school officials.
That Speak Up, Speak Out tip line within the Wisconsin Department of Justice has gotten more than 350 tips since it began in 2020. You can submit one online or you can call their hotline. Officials say never brush off a potential threat.
You should conduct a frozen pizza check. Palermo's has recalled just over 1,700 Connie's Thin Crust Cheese frozen pizzas. They say it's due to potential plastic contamination. The impacted products were distributed in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Minnesota. They've already been pulled from store shelves. If you've got one in your freezer, you should throw it out and contact the store for a refund. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Badgers get a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers lost their two quarterbacks to the transfer portal, Tyler Van Dyke and Braden Locke. They've announced that San Diego State quarterback Danny O'Neill is coming to Madison. O'Neill started in 11 games as a true freshman, completing 63% of his passes for over 2,000 yards and 12 touchdowns. NFL, the Packers, with an extra day off after beating the Seahawks in Seattle Sunday night, head coach Matt LaFleur had these instructions for the players after the game.
Handle your body, handle your business. We got another primetime game at our house, a Monday night game against the New Orleans Saints. All right? Every game is critical, man, and we got to keep stacking these wins.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in the NBA Cup Finals in Las Vegas.
This cup, you know, I liked it last year as a broadcaster. I love it more as a coach. I think it's good for our league. You don't get to get this experience during a regular season.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and mild today, with winds a bit breezy. High temperatures are still tapping the mid-30s. We've got a small shot of light snow pushing in this evening, continuing through the overnight and gone by tomorrow. Accumulations look to be less than an inch, and more snow pushes in on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome nationally syndicated Tribune Media columnist and comedian Greg Schwemm, and marketing director of the Marinette Community Rec Center, Sean Katzbach, joins the show to talk about the STEAM concert.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh. Along with Mr. Aaron Zalmers on the board, it is 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network on this Tuesday, December 17th, 2024. It is a tough day to be a Wisconsinite, but we're hanging in there together. Trigvi Olsen, normally with us on Wednesday, joins us from our nation's capital today. We appreciate him so much. Like myself, a former Republican. Like myself, a Wisconsin native. Not like myself, a senior advisor now at the Lincoln Project and a Green Bay Packer owner. He's back. How you doing, Drake?
I'm good. You know, we could have coffee tomorrow morning, Todd. I'm good. Flying out to Madison tonight.
Oh,
and,
do it.
And there, yeah, just for the day.
Yeah. All right, let's do it.
We'll have to schedule that.
Drake and I doing our calendar live on the air. That's fantastic.
Can I come along?
Sure, come on along.
Yeah,
come on along.
Of course. My treat. I'll buy.
Oh, look at that. I want to get into this in a minute with you. Again, the game. Trigvi and I were out there. And many thanks to Buckley's Pub on Queen Anne. Those guys were fantastic, guys and gals.
You know, and I found the other one. We walked by and checked out the other one, too. Yeah, the one that's the Eagles Bar. It's great.
So we went to godson Jason and his two buddies, Matt and Nick. We went to the Buckley's again on Queen Anne on game day. We went there and had a lunch and a couple of drinks. They were fantastic, by the way. And Tim, one of the owners, was there. And he goes, I was just over at the other one and it is hopping. He goes, we didn't think it was going to be that busy. I said, isn't that an Eagles one? And he goes, yeah, but the Packer fans took over today. So they had two Packer bars going on game day.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. There were a lot of Packer fans. There were.
It was absolutely crazy. So yeah.
By the end of that game, Packer fans owned that stadium.
Yeah.
And did you hear LaFleur comment on that?
I did not.
But how happy he was when the defense needed to stop that he could hear "Go Pack, go."
Oh yeah, yeah. We were cheering as loud as that's why my voice is a little scratchy today. But yeah, absolutely. All right, it is 8 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for Civic Media's Grown Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. Let's go.
Gets his wings.
That's right.
It's the growing up, not the one you watch for the kids, the growing up gift list text to win contest. Your chance to win fabulous cash and prizes
every day here on Civic Media between 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Jason, my youngest godson, who I hung out with in Seattle this weekend, he wanted to watch that. So we watched A Wonderful Life on Saturday night. It was great. I know it's one
of always makes me cry. We watched it last night, Ula and I.
Did you?
Yeah. I always cry at the end.
It's a great movie. All right, so here's how this works. Download the Civic Media app. How do you do that? Go to your app store on your Android or Apple device. Type in the search bar, Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media, M-I-D-I-A.
M-E-D-I-A, yes.
M-E-D-I-A, thank you. Make sure you spell it right, for goodness sake. Be a better speller than Todd. It'll pop up. Download it. It's free. Takes less than a minute. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. And then open it up like I just did on my cell phone, my smartphone. The first 11 stations on the Civic Media app are the news talkers that our show is on. Choose the one closest to you. If one doesn't happen to be close to you, it's okay. The first one is Waukesha, W-A-U-K, Milwaukee. The second one is Madison, W-M-D-X, and so forth. Choose one. Doesn't matter. And then you'll open that, and then it'll say text in the lower left-hand, lower right-hand corner. It says text, T-E-X-T, text, with a little bubble icon. Click on that. Now you're all set to go. For this, by the way, the attorneys are back out in the hall, for a statewide contest. You have a lot of attorneys you have to work with, Trevi. They're sticklers. I have to say that every day. Statewide contest. So now you're all set. And I'm going to give you the word of the day. You're going to type it in. Make sure you type it exactly right, because the computer chooses the winners to make sure there's no hanky-panky going on. And if it doesn't spell right, the computer won't recognize it. And you're going to text the following word, because somebody this hour is going to win a crisp $100 bill. The word this hour is list. List. L-I-S-T. L-I-S as in Sam, T as in Todd. List. Santa is checking his list, making his list and checking it twice. List is the word this hour. Somebody's going to win $100. The other hourly prize, of course, is an overnight getaway to beautiful Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Looking to a place to take your significant other or your mother, but not together. Go to Chula Vista Resort. Everybody can win. It's a family event. Indoor water park. They have a great buffet, great restaurant, bar. In the summertime, a golf course. Great. Chula Vista. But this hour, it's cold, hard Benjamin Franklin cash. $100. The word is list. L-I-S-T.
And, you know, even if you don't win this hour, you're still entered to win one of 8 grand prizes.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Zombers.
I just entered, Todd.
Fantastic. You're not an employee, so you're eligible to win.
I am. I'm a volunteer.
Yes, you are a volunteer. And so, as Zomer said, 8 grand prize winners will be chosen at the end of this week. And everybody qualifies that enters.
I'm going to Chula Vista, baby.
Absolutely. The grand prizes include not one, but 2 robot vacuums. Trivia's his name, Cookie. A humidifier. An espresso machine. 2 espresso machines. 2 sets of luggage. And also, Hot Frosty's best friend. What is it, Trigby?
I don't know.
A snowblower.
Oh, yeah, a snowblower. I don't need a snowblower, but I could go for the
luggage. Right. That was Trigby's line on Friday. Hot Frosty.
That's a pretty good
one. The movie that Thomas
saw. Well, he said Olaf, but yeah.
No. Olaf. My line was, how do you know why is Frosty smiling? Because he sees the snowblower coming down the street. That's an old joke.
I like how Hot Frosty is the movie that Zomber saw.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So there are your great prizes. All you have to do is text in the word list, L-I-S-T, list. Now, you're going to get, they call it a bounce back text to let you know we got it. And then on there, there'll be something else to click on to register for, like Civic Media Wise. If you do that, guess what? We're going to give you a bonus entry. So it's twice as nice. Now, if you've blocked us, you know, you have to unblock us to get that, by the way.
I believe the bonus entries this time around, in previous, you know, we had a big election this year, so it was registered to vote. This time, I believe it's stuff like follow Civic Media on YouTube, which, you know, if you're not already doing that, easier to do.
Absolutely. Contest winners, both hourly and the grand prize winner, will be contacted by Civic Media within 5 business days. Ed McMahon's godson will appear at your door with balloons and declare that you're a winner. Yes.
Todd, I'm looking at this right now. If I subscribe to your newsletter, mm-hmm. I get an additional time that I can put in the word list.
No, if I follow
the Todd Avaz Show on Apple Music, mm-hmm. I get another shot at it.
Look at that.
Spotify and YouTube.
Look at
Greg
that.
And Waukesha texts in, if Trigby wins, he can buy us all coffee.
Yes. I would be happy to do that. In fact, if I win, maybe we'll go to that great place with the cheese curds, the old fashioned,
yes,
and get some cheese curds and adult beverages.
Absolutely. Well, it is. And that'd be perfect because it's grown up giftless text to win contest. It's only for the adults. Mm-hmm. Text to the word list, L-I-S-T, L-I-S-T. Let's see here. Andrew made Todd's keyword goes along with Jane's keyword earlier quite well. Now can no wonder she said today's keywords were picked by Todd. I didn't hear her say that. I'm not going to repeat her keyword because that will mess people up. So we're just going to say ours. List.
No, because our word is list. Yes. L-I-S-T.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, who couldn't use $100 Trigby right now during the holidays? Everybody.
$100. Or a dream vacation in the Dells.
Right. But this hour.
That could be a song.
It is.
That is. Is it really?
Cue the Gear Daddies.
Wow.
Yeah, Dream Vacation in the Dells. We played it before.
Okay. That's fantastic. Yeah. I love it.
We did when you were getting on the duck boat.
Talk. Oh, that's right. Thank you. What a segue. See, Trigby's becoming an old pro here hosting. By the way, during Christmas week on the 26th and 27th, we are going to replay. And Zomeris is working hard on this to put it together. It's the year in review. What makes Wisconsin great? Todd and Trigby's tour, the year in review. What Zomeris is doing is compiling the best of Trigby and I's interviews from around the state on our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour, including the duck boats. And we're going to replay those on the 26th and 27th. So if you didn't hear it before during the year, you can hear Trigby and I talk to some people like Jim Schmidt, the chancellor up there at beautiful Eau Claire, Trigby's alma mater, the duck boat guys and gals. It's going to be great, the 26th and 27th.
There was a lot of great stuff in those tours, and they happened throughout the whole year. So if you missed any, you want to tune in.
Right.
I think we got to do some next year, Todd.
We'll put our heads together. Yeah, by the way, with wrapping things up in Seattle, our touring for the calendar year 2024 has come to an end. So now we have to look forward to 2025.
And you know what? I'll have to tell the listeners about what happened in Seattle with the fight. My kids think that was the coolest thing they ever saw.
A fight.
Well, it was a drunk guy kind of got, he paid a price.
All right, we'll come back and talk about that. Do we have time, Zomeris, to open up the thing here for?
We have 1 minute.
Okay, we'll come back and we'll also do what's worse, and Trigby will tell his story. We'll talk about our time out on the West Coast here over the weekend, seeing the Green Bay Packers, who got a fantastic win. And the weather.
Entered in Cooper, baby.
Right?
That guy, he's legit.
And the weather could not have been nicer. There was no rain during the game. It wasn't really cold. The wind calmed down. It was beautiful.
Quite opposite to the other one you went to.
17th Stadium, they have the best food at Lumen Field of any concessions I've seen.
I think all I had was
clam chowder, nachos. It was phenomenal.
I just had a pretzel and a beer, which was fine. Come on back. It's the Todd Avaz Show with Trigby Olson and Zomeris for a Tuesday. Text the word LIST, L-I-S-T, right now to the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Gerrymandering, the manipulation of voting district boundaries to engineer an election outcome which benefits a particular party, had a significant impact on control of the new Congress. A new report by the Brennan Center for Justice found over 4 of 5 congressional districts were won by a margin of over 10%, including 90% of the GOP House majority. Within that number, 132 GOP winners were in districts with winning margins of 25% or more, and 112 by a Democrat. In comparison, only 37 districts nationwide were decided by 5% or less, and only 19 districts were competitive enough to flip. The Brennan Center points to North Carolina as a state which, after a more liberal Supreme Court was flipped conservative in 2022, replaced the previous court's 7-7 competitive maps with the legislature's gerrymandered version, resulting in a 10-4 GOP congressional seat advantage. The most effective solution to gerrymandering at the moment is citizen-led independent redistricting, which has been successful in producing fairer and more competitive maps in California, Michigan, Utah, and a handful of other states. Brennan found that independent commissions, citizen-led or otherwise, drew only 82 congressional districts this cycle, but those districts were 3 times more competitive. We have the Brennan Center's report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers, who won the first Super Bowls ever played. I love my Green Bay Packers.
Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, December 17th. Zomers on the board, Trigvi Olsen in our nation's capital, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, and also and owner of the aforesaid Green Bay Packers. Packers got a big win in Seattle, 30-13. It was fantastic. Trigby's going to tell a story, but first of all, let's open the old What's Worse? Here we go.
This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this.
Time once again to give us your opinion. Unlike the text to win contest where $100 is up this hour, all you have to do there is text the word list, L-I-S-T. Text list right now. Somebody this hour who texts in the word list on the Civic Media app is going to win $100. But right now, this is only your chance to have your opinion heard across Wisconsin or around the world on the Civic Media app. And this is timely. We'll see if Trigby encountered any of this out in Seattle. What's worse, cashless or cash only? What's worse, cashless or cash only? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us as well. What's worse, cashless or cash only? Trigby, your opinion.
Cash only. I don't ever carry cash anymore.
I know. But for a business owner, a lot of particularly small bars, they don't like all the fees that some of these credit cards. I mean, it could be like 3 or 4% that business owners are having to pay out on these credit cards. That's why they go cash only. But
I agree for the most part where I don't really carry a lot of cash, so I think cash only is worse. But there are some places like Crystal Corner in Madison is cash only, and their drinks are cheap. Because they've owned the building for ages and they go through enough alcohol that they have really good deals with distributors and it's cash only, so they can keep the prices low and still make a profit.
There you go. What's worse, cashless or cash only? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. All right, Trigby and I were out. We did the show on Friday from Buckley's on Queen Anne. Again, a spectacular bar. Get out there. It's a Packer bar. If you're ever in the Seattle area, check them out. And then Sunday we went to the game, and Travy was there with his two lovely daughters, Kaya and Ula, who were fantastic on the show on Friday. And Travy, we did not see. Here's the deal. I got there with my godson, Jason, and one of my godsons, and his two buddies. And I text Travy, I don't know, an hour and a half before the game. I said, are you outside or inside? And the last thing I hear from Travy is, we're inside. Not like, we're here, come find us. It was like, no, we're good. We're inside. I'll see you on the show on Tuesday. But apparently there was an altercation.
Well, so I should frame it up. So on Saturday night, we had gotten together with some friends of mine, a dear friend of mine and her husband and family, who've lived in Seattle for a long time. She's from Brookfield. Mm-hmm. We've known each other since high school. And her husband was telling me, he's from Wisconsin too, that that Seattle fans, not usually very friendly, and a lot of drunks. And I we did not see that. Now, Ula and I like to get to the game, and Kaya, we go in and watch warmups and check the stadium out because we're going to all these stadiums and whatever. But anyway, so the two seats next to us are empty when the game starts. And then this guy who's totally sober and a guy who's completely drunk show up.
Blitz.
And it turns out, yeah, and I'm pretty good with the drunk guys. Right. Like so I'm kind of talking him up, and when Kaya went walking by, he's like, "Wow, that's a hottie." And then he's like, "Oh my God, is that your daughter?" I'm like, "Yeah, she's 13, dude." So this guy is blotto drunk, and he's giving the finger, and he's swearing, and you Seahawk just knew fan. This wasn't going to end.
Seahawk up. Fan.
Yeah, Seahawk fan. And so there's two couples sitting in front of him, and all of a sudden he's spilling his beer on top of them, and words are exchanged, and then they switch, and the other guy comes over, who's a big guy, military guy, and he starts talking to him, and the guy bends over and tries to headbutt him.
Oh my God.
And the guy just takes him, flips him, throws him down two rows, and is going to tear him apart. And now the guy's upside down in between the rows, and this guy's going after him, and I'm grabbing the guy in front going, don't do it, like he's gonna get kicked out.
Right.
Then the police show up, and they're gonna haul them both out, and everybody in the stands is like, no, don't throw this guy out, he's not at fault, throw that guy out. So the guy, not only he got hauled off to jail, there's apparently a jail and a courthouse in the stadium.
I've heard that, yes.
His cousin admits to us that his dad had said that he had to take the guy to the game, and he doesn't want to leave the game. And then he gets a phone call that he has to go bail the guy out of jail. And the best part of the entire thing is when the guy was really drunk, he told me that he had bet $2,000 that Jordan Love would throw for 250 yards. Jordan Love only threw for 238 yards. And everybody was just laughing because we're like, that guy had a really bad day. He lost 2,000 bucks, had to go to jail, had to get bailed out. His cousin's never going to speak to him again. And he got his butt whooped.
And that's how the day went for the Seahawks.
And my daughters thought that was the most awesome thing watching it.
It's like a live version.
And because of the age they are, they're like, I can't believe I didn't get that on video. I would have been a social media influencer.
It's like a live version of WWF right there.
Yeah, they immediately started texting all their friends. Like, and they were like, Dad, why didn't you do something? I'm like, he didn't spill beer on me.
Right.
Yeah, I was trying to talk the guy down. I was like, dude, you really need to sit down. It's like not going to be good.
You are good with like really drunk people. Like you're a calming. Well, I mean, you worked on Capitol Hill. You're with a lot of Republican senators. So,
I don't know that it's those experiences, but yeah, I was trying to get the guy like,
Tony, listening in or watching on YouTube, says, obviously a Seahawks fan, Packer fans can hold their drinks better than that. You're absolutely
right.
Oh
yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Not the kind of thing that you'd have seen at Lambeau Field. I think that's what my kids really like.
We had great seats. Jason's buddy Matt got the seats. We were almost at the 50-yard line, kind of at the balcony. But the tickets after him said SR. We found out that meant standing room. But our tickets were standing. But you know what? They were great seats. So I actually didn't complain. So it was.
I couldn't see the drones where we were.
Oh, really? It was a great drone show. Yeah. All right, come on back. We'll wrap things up with Trigby here. Your phone calls as well. Well, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There was a fake school shooting threat at Golda Meir School in Milwaukee yesterday. That prompted a lockdown and a police response. It came shortly after the shooting at a Madison Christian school. With the latest from Madison, here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Police say the suspect shot 8 people at Abundant Life Christian School and then died by suicide before authorities came into the building. A teacher and a student were killed. 2 people are in the hospital fighting for their lives. 4 people, 3 students and a teacher, are expected to be okay. 2 of them have been sent home from the hospital. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Right now, my heart is heavy for my community. My heart is heavy for Madison, and we have to come together as a community and figure out what happened here and make sure that it doesn't happen in any other place that should be a refuge for students in our community.
There's a candlelight vigil tonight for the community to come together. It's at 6 o'clock at the state capitol. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
An embezzlement investigation is underway at Catholic Charities in Milwaukee. It's an estimated loss of $1.7 million, and it involves 2 current and 2 former employees. The losses are said to have taken place over the past 2 years. Officials with the organization say criminal and internal inquiries are ongoing. Cudahy today, Milwaukee tomorrow. That's where vaccination options are being presented. Milwaukee County health officials are urging people to get vaccinated against the flu and COVID-19 as colder weather moves people indoors. Several vaccine clinics are being held across Milwaukee County this week, including today at the Kelly Senior Center in Cudahy. Tomorrow, options exist in Milwaukee at the McGovern Senior Center and the Wilson Park Senior Center. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lisa Kudrow is not a fan of AI and let Tom Hanks know about it. Kudrow appeared on the Armchair Expert podcast and referenced Hanks' recent film, Here, in which AI helped depict Hanks and co-star Robin Wright over the course of several decades. Kudrow criticized Hanks and director Robert Zemeckis, saying it could affect the need for actors and that it was an endorsement for AI, adding that it might not ruin everything, but you will basically just be licensing actors' images and not letting them actually act. There is a new teaser trailer for White Lotus Season 3. The third installment of the show will be set in Thailand. Mike White returns as the show's creator and will also direct the season as he did the previous 2. Season 3 stars Carrie Coons, Leslie Bibb, Parker Posey, and Walton Goggins. Season 2 won the Emmy for Best Drama Series. Season 3 drops February 16th on HBO. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy and mild today, with winds a bit breezy. High temperatures are still tapping the mid-30s. We've got a small shot of light snow pushing in this evening, continuing through the overnight and gone by tomorrow. Accumulations look to be less than an inch, and more snow pushes in on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 33 at our studios.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, we'll talk to a school administrator from up north who's the state's new superintendent of the year. You could accurately call her superior.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, December 17th. Zomers on the board. Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project and Green Bay Packer owner, joins us from our nation's capital via StreamYard. We are smack dab in the middle of a couple of things. Want to sort it out for you. First of all, somebody this hour, in less than a half an hour, somebody will win $100. You say, Todd, I want in on that deal. I say, hey, you, here's your chance to do so. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't got it for free. Then open it up, go to one of the first 11 stations, click on it. Lower right-hand corner, it'll say text. Click on the word text. And now you're all set. You're going to text the following word right now. The word is list, L-I-S-T, L-I-S-T, as in Santa is checking or making his list and checking it twice. List right now on the Civic Media app. You'll also be entered in. Somebody's going to win $100 this hour. And then everybody gets entered in for one of our 8 grand prizes, including a robot vacuum. There's 2 of those, a humidifier, 2 espresso machines, a luggage, 2 luggage sets, and a snowblower. Every time I read this, it reminds me of the old James J. Watt line in the Reagan administration. Remember when he got fired for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, a point of clarification. Somebody texted in, I don't know if they were joking or not, asking, well, I only need 1 espresso machine. There's 2 available.
Right.
You only get 1.
Thank you. Thank you, Zomers. Yes. Because what Zomers has been so good at pointing this out before, it goes in no particular order. If you're the first grand prize winner, you're going to get the choice of any one of those. And then the next person gets a choice, the next person, until you get down to unfortunately, the last person gets the grand prize that's left. But they're all spectacular grand prizes. So nobody's a loser on the grand prize. So text the word list, L-I-S-T, right now. Also, asking the what's worse question this hour, what's worse? Cashless or cash only? Had a couple of entries here. Let's see if I can find them on mine for the cashless or cash only. We have somebody text for the text to win. I'm trying to find them.
Well, for one, L.A. Tom, I had mentioned the bar in Madison Crystal Corner before and how they're cash only. L.A. Tom mentions they should get Venmo. And, you know, maybe they have it. Maybe they don't. I don't know. But that, for those who don't know, it's an app you can use to pay people things. That might be a good solution.
As my granddad used to say, it's slick as snot in a brass doorknob.
And
Venmo is.
Jim listening on WGBW in Appleton says cashless is worse. I've lost count of the new debit cards I've had to get because of fraud. Skimmers, keystroke readers, and other forms of electronic identity theft.
True, right? Yeah, as my good friend Florcy likes to say, cash is king. Usually if you got cash, most of the time, you'll be okay. All right, Trigvi, back to the and again, Trigvi and I were out at Seattle for the big Packers-Seattle game. Let's talk a little bit about this venue, Lumen Field. It's, for those who don't know, it's kind of shaped like a football on its side. So the both sides kind of have this arch to make it look like a football, and the seats go way up high. And so the field is kind of down in a gully or a valley. And Trigvi, you and I were at, thanks to your generosity and kindness, you and I were at the Lions-Green Bay game about a month and a half ago in that rain fest. And I love Lambeau Field, nothing like it in the world. But sitting there and comparing that to Lumen Field, 2 things. A, I thought Lumen Field was much louder. And B, could it be that there are so many now suites and skyboxes at Lambeau that so many people behind glass, and even when they're screaming, that cuts down on the volume?
Yeah, That's a good question. I kind of think they were pumping sound in. So I think it's a
really?
Little bit like
is that legal?
Bank Stadium. Those purple people, they pump sound in.
Well, they have that horn.
Yeah, I think it is.
It sounds like the Grinch horn, by the way. You know, at the end of the movie, the Grinch is called Christmas. You know, the Grinch's heart grew three sizes that day. And Max and the sled came down. That's the sound effect for the Vikings. Yeah.
Yeah, and they do that thing. Skull. Troy Aikman was saying it's one of the best traditions in
is it
sports? I was like, give me a break.
I think the Lambeau Leap is
jump
better.
Around is one of the best traditions yes. in sports. Those purple people.
All of our listeners, the Viking fans, have clicked us off, but that's okay.
Nah, they can anyway. Call in anytime they want and debate the merits. By the way, Todd, do you know what U.S. Bank, I gave this joke before, you know what U.S. Bank Stadium and the Mall of America have in common?
What, Trigby?
Same number of Lombardi trophies.
All right, so back to Seattle. I had at the stadium was a beer and a soft pretzel. It was fine. I did not partake of all this food you speak of, but I was impressed. I thought that the people there were fairly nice. Again, on the plane out, I flew Madison, Twin Cities to, this is a true story. I'm not sure if I told you this, that we were coming out. I was by myself on the plane. And all these, I would say there were, I don't know, 20, 25 people in Packer gear in Minneapolis to Seattle. And one guy comes on with a Viking hoodie. And the flight attendant's just trying to have fun, you understand? And she says, I bet you're not going out for the Green Bay game, are you? And he shot daggers at this poor woman and goes, what do you think? No. And everybody around him laughs.
You know what's awesome is when we were walking out of the stadium, mm-hmm. So there's all these Packer fans. And when the Packers win, there's so many Packer fans at these away games. Everybody chants, go, Pack, go. So, and everybody's walking back up into the city, right? And all of a sudden, somebody starts chanting, the Bears still suck. Yeah. And next thing you know, everybody's chanting that.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's awesome.
We were walking down to exit after the game. And so many Seattle people were leaving early. And, you know, like you say, the Packers fans all stayed. And so we were walking out of the stadium after the game, and there were just chants erupted, either go Pack go or the Bears still suck.
Yeah, and down in our end zone is where the Packers were coming in and out. Yeah. We were kind of over on that side, so we hung around when they were coming off the field. It's amazing. You know, everybody's chanting go Pack go. There are hundreds and hundreds of Packer fans there. And like the Packers are stopping, giving people high fives. Mm-hmm. Like you could tell they kind of appreciated the fact that you had all those fans there.
I mean, here you are.
It's a real love affair between the Packers and their fans.
It is. And again, my youngest godson works for the Puget Sound Naval Yard there in Bremerton. For those that don't know, it's about an hour long ferry ride across the Sound to the west of Seattle, where he lives. And there were so many, I mean, that ferry holds a lot of people. It probably holds, I don't know, 300 people. And I bet you there were at least 50 or 75 people in Packers gear. And I asked I asked Jason, his buddy, I said, do you think those are visitors or people that live out here that are Packer fans? They're like, we're pretty sure they live out here. They're just Packer fans that live out here.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that I think sometimes Wisconsin people don't fully get is when you travel around to all these places, you know, the Brett Favre era and then the Aaron Rodgers era led to a lot of people growing up and becoming Packer fans.
Yep.
In the same way that, you know, like people became Pittsburgh Steelers fans or Cowboys fans if they're our age. Because the Packers were, you know, they're a proud and really good franchise, unlike some of these others, like the New York Jets or the Minnesota Vikings or the Chicago Bears, that are kind of sad and pathetic franchises.
My buddy Nelson out in LA. I mean, his son is 14 now, and he is a diehard Packer fan because he grew up watching Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, he's a proud Angelino out in LA, but he's a Packer fan. Let's talk a second
about... Well, I'm glad we're rid of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, well,
he's got a documentary coming out on Netflix,
it's out.
Apparently.
It's out.
I haven't watched
it. It's odd. I haven't seen it, but I've seen some of the clips.
You know what I watched, though? I was thinking of Zomers while I watched this the other night, is the Yacht Rock Rocky.
Yeah, I want to watch
it. It's so good.
Really? Is it good?
So good. Yeah, it's really good.
Pat Kreitler recommended it. It's on Netflix, I believe.
It's really good. Yeah. It's really good.
Well, there you go. A movie recommendation. Pete Schwabo would like that on Nightlight tonight at 6 o'clock. Let's talk, speaking of other civic media staff, how great is Mike Clemens, our sports reporter, getting it done, following Coach LaFleur, getting player interviews, and let's talk a little seriousness for a second. Besides all the fun, Trigby, this was a huge win for the Packers. It secured a playoff spot, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. And
it's 99.6%.
Right. And I think it's just a shot of adrenaline. I think being on the road, picking up this win, I just think it's a great momentum builder. I think last I saw the line was like they're favored by like 15 against the Saints on Monday Night Football coming up on Monday. And I think this puts them in a really good position. What say you?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and you know, the Lions now just lost Montgomery, so they lost one of their two running backs. I really think, it really seems plausible to me you could end up with the Vikings playing the Packers at US Bank for the NFC Championship, which would be lit.
Right? Lit. Can you imagine?
Lit. Yeah. I'm guessing the price of admission might be too rich for me to go to that. But
and it was too rich for him. It was too pricey for Trigby. You know it's pricey.
Well, yeah. I keep thinking, who do I know that? But no Viking fan would sell me tickets anyway for a reasonable.
After all the smack you've talked about them on this show, no, not at all.
Well, yeah. You should say, on Facebook, I'm just brutal. Every time they lose in the playoffs, I put hashtag skull up.
But it was looking at the playoffs here, again, Detroit right now is secured in the division, but to those injuries they've got going on, Trigby, they don't have much of a defense right now, and it's plausible that the Vikings could catch them for the division.
They could catch them, and then the other factor in all of that is that Washington is going to probably have to play Philly, and I don't see them beating Philly. The Packers will end up probably with Tampa, and
that's doable.
And that's doable. Vikings should beat the Rams. So then you're looking at the Packers versus Detroit, but it's hard to beat a team three times in a year is, like an old saying. And then the Lions are beat up. I think the Packers would have a better shot of going into Detroit and beating Detroit than Minnesota would have going into Philly. Philly's a hard place to play.
I agree it will be
cold and gross, and they still have Sam Darnell. Yeah. Honestly, if the Packers aren't going to win the Super Bowl, all I really care about is the Vikings not. In fact, I might get as equal enjoyment from Packer victories as I do from Vikings.
Come on now, Trigby.
No, it's true.
I know. You can hear the game, by the way, coming up on Monday Night Football right here on select stations across Civic Media. As David Letterman likes to say, I hope that one of your stations has been selected.
Dun, dun.
5 p.m. broadcast start time for the pregame show on WRCO in Richland Center, the old home station, WCQM up in beautiful Park Falls, and WRJN down in Racine in Kenosha. That coming up on Monday Night Football. New Orleans Saints travel to your Green Bay Packers.
Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers playing the Little Sisters of the Poor from New Orleans.
Speaking of obscure teams.
Jordan Love on fire, going deep to Christian Watson.
Trophy's had a couple of brandy old fashions here this morning.
I love doing Howard Cosell.
I know you do. It's fantastic. Matt in Richland Center, our UPS driver. Speaking of, how about those UPS drivers and FedEx people delivering all the packages to Amazon people? God love you. But Matt in Richland Center says, Trigby is the devil. Skull. Matt, a huge fan of the show, but clearly a Viking fan.
Come to Lambeau Field and see what a Lombardi trophy looks like. We've got four of them. We won't have to wait in line so long.
Talking a lot of smack. Patrick in the 608 listening to him. Madison says, does Trig want to make a bet on Vikes versus the Packers? Go Vikings.
I'd be happy to do that. You know what? Right. We can honestly, if he's in Madison, if the Vikings win the Super Bowl, I'll buy him beer and courage. That
all right? Shout out from Todd and Oshkosh to UPS as well. Trigby, thanks for being here on a tough day, my friend. Really appreciate you. Yep. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Yep. Stay tuned. Our interview with Packer fans on the other side.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the center of the kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, CBS or ABC News, depending upon which station you are listening to across Civic Media. A sports update with our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, weather update as well. And then we are into the Maggie Dawn Show with host Maggie Dawn every afternoon from 2 until 4. Dom Selvia from 4 until 6. Pete Schwabe and Nightlight from 6 until 8. And then Rick Smith Across America and Native Roots Radio with Robert Pilot. A great lineup once again. I misread that. Todd Oshkosh before the break on WISS says, don't forget to shout out the USPS, United States Postal Service. Absolutely. Along with our UPS and our FedEx, our Amazon, all of our carriers who are having to do yo person's work this time of year to get the packages delivered. Also, don't forget that we are right smack dab in the middle of our text to win contest. Somebody in the next 8 minutes is going to win $100. It could be you. Text the word list, L-I-S-T, list right now to the Civic Media app. Download it at your Apple or Android device for free. And then go to the first 11 stations, one of them, click on it, then click on text and text the word list, L-I-S-T, list right now. Somebody from that entry is going to win $100 this hour. Again, thanks for Trigby Olson for being with us today. While we were out there, we caught up with a couple of Packer fans. They were listening on the Civic Media app via WGBW in Green Bay, Tim and Beth. While we sat and had lunch with them at Buckley's in Queen Anne, we asked them a few questions. Here's that interview from Friday with Packer fans, Tim and Beth.
We're here at Buckley's on Queen Anne. The show is wrapped, and here's the advantage of the Civic Media app. We have our friends, new friends, Beth and Tim, who are listeners on WGBW. We're here listening to the app, and we ran into you guys. You said you were going to come over, and we just had a lovely time sitting and chatting. And Beth and Tim, thanks for stopping by for a second and chatting. So what brought you out here?
The Packer game, of course. We would like to travel and see the Packers play different road games. And so when they were playing Seattle, it's been kind of a dream of ours to head out here. So we bought the tickets literally the day that the schedule was out. So
lots of rain gear. We bought that too. Yeah,
I did the same.
Yeah. You can see why outside right now, but I'm sure your listeners obviously can't see that. Not a good thing for radio.
No, it's true, but it's a little damp out here, but such is life up here in the Northwest. How many places have you gone so far outside of Lambeau to watch the Packers?
Well, we went to New York. We went to Arizona.
Indianapolis,
Minnesota. I think that might be it.
Yeah, we haven't been to Chicago yet.
No, yeah, I think that's it. We haven't been down to Chicago because why would we go to Chicago?
I get that. Well, it's a great atmosphere, and we've run into other people as they've been out here so far. Tell folks just a little bit about what it's like being a Packer fan on the road.
Well, it's amazing because they're everywhere, and we're literally in the hotel. We get in the elevator, and there are these two young people in Packer gear. We were high-fiving at the baggage claim yesterday at the airport, and I mean, we've literally taken over. And when we went to Manhattan, we took over Manhattan back in the day. I mean, we were, everyone was like, why is there so much green going around? Because they're not all football fans.
Right.
And we're like, Packer game, duh.
And I think another thing about that is everybody's so nice. You know, we're wearing Packer gear. My wife's wearing Packer gear right now. When we went to New York, Giants fans had a reputation. We got on the train out to New Jersey to watch them play, and everybody was just, oh, you guys are going to kick our butt today and, you know, have fun. And we have yet, except Minnesota. That's another story. We've yet to run into anybody who was at all rude or upset that we were wearing Packer gear at their stadium or anything like that. So, it kind of reminds you, everybody, we'd probably be, fans of Seattle if we were born in Seattle. Well, that's just what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Tim, you bring a unique perspective in that you're not just a fan of sports. We found out you also are the voice of the St. Norbert hockey team, men's hockey team there in the Green Bay area. Tell us a little bit what it's like calling those games for St. Norbert.
It's great. It's been 32 years, as long as their head coach, Tim Coughlin, has been there. And I was a student at St. Norbert. I've been doing the games. It helps a lot that they've been a winning team pretty much that whole time. So there's always something on the line. Honestly, the best part is hearing from families who live in Canada, Western Canada. They live in Wyoming. They live in California. They live in Sweden. They live in and them letting you know how important it is, because they can't come to all the games. They want to hear and watch their kids play, and that we are able to deliver that is great. And so that we're always thinking about that, even in the January non-conference games that maybe don't feel so important. There are people out there who think it's important, and we make sure to deliver that. So,
and maybe people back in Wisconsin don't realize Seattle has an NHL team, the Kraken,
yeah,
who you don't hear a lot about. And you guys went to that game. What was that like?
Oh, the Kraken game is amazing. There was the lights, the noise, the story of the Kraken was just very engaging. And then they ended up winning pretty solidly, so yeah, we had a really good time.
Yeah, 5-1 win, and just in general, it's been talking to some of their fans. They're great hockey fans. They've only had the team a couple of years here.
Yeah.
But they are what they're doing. They're into it. There's a growing hockey scene here. And some have even said it rivals the Seahawks in some ways for fans here, which is saying something, because Seahawks fans have a reputation, right? So it was a great experience for us.
Well, very cool. So glad to catch up with you. Thank you for listening to Civic Media, WGBW, and our show as well. Anything I didn't ask you wanted to tell people out there listening?
Hi, kids.
And go Pack Go. That's where we are.
There you go. Go Pack Go. Tim, Beth, we appreciate you being here so very much, and safe travels back to Wisconsin.
Thank you. Same to you.
There you go. Our interview with Packer fans, Tim and Beth. Again, Tim, the voice of St. Norbert, saw hockey up there in Green Bay. Got to have him on the show. We appreciate them taking time to talk with us out there. And thanks for listening to the Civic Media app and WGBW. Speaking of the Civic Media app, 2 minutes left. Text the word LIST, L-I-S-T. If you do, you could win $100 this hour, L-I-S-T. Text it right now. Many thanks to Trigby Olson, our producer, engineer, Aaron Zommers, and all of you for listening. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation.
540 WAUK.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Dr. Tim Slucker. Hey, that's me filling in for Dom. Join me and some educated educators for a special episode on what's happening and what needs to happen in our classroom.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. The motive still isn't clear in yesterday's school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin. Police Chief Sean Barnes just moments ago.
The past 24 hours have been a flurry of emotion, sadness, anger, disappointment, grief.
Police have been interviewing friends and family of the 15-year-old girl to determine what drove her to open fire, killing a fellow student and a teacher. She then took her own life. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The K-12 school database has tracked, a number of school shootings, but there have been 249 male shooters and just 9 female shooters. So it gives you a sense of really how rare this kind of profile is.
This parent of a student.
It's really sad, and it's going to take a lot of time and just a lot of consoling for everybody in the community.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.